Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What up, booze? It's your girl, B, and welcome back to another episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that you guys are having a great day today. I hope that you woke up feeling revived and rejuvenated with faith that everything that you spoke about with your spirit team the night before is being worked out for you in the background somehow, some way. But please remember, you gotta help your spirit team help you, all right? That means you gotta put yourself in the position to get the things that you want knees to chest, because... that's right. Even the person that wishes to win the lottery knows that they got to play the numbers. It's currently 10 a.m. here in sunny Montreal, Canada. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about this question. I get asked this question all the time, man. Should I stay friends with my ex? I actually found this TikTok video the other day. And I think they summed it up really good, but I want to kind of go into depth with it. And I want to go into the comment section too, because... oh, some people. Okay, just so go get a snack, a juice box, or a glass of wine, and let's get into today's episode, shall we? Okay, first things first, let's get into some random life news. Y'all, let me tell you, this is, I think, the fourth time that I've done this, what I'm about to tell you, in my life, okay? And I don't know, I don't know why this is like my immediate reflex, and maybe it's understandable, I don't know. But, so I'm allergic to bees, okay? And when a bee is around me, I fucking panic my life away. I don't, I'm like, you know, that like, just stay calm. No. No. So I was in the car the other day at a stoplight. The light was red. There were cars. I was not the only car. A bee flew into the window and I freaked the fuck out, threw my car in park, and jumped out. and jumped out of the car in the middle of traffic, screaming the words, no. I don't think, please picture this. Blew out the car and I'm like, no. So, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody filmed that shit. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody fucking got a video of that shit, because the way that I was, by the way, I was by myself. It's not like I had a friend in the car with me. You know, sometimes when you have an embarrassing moment and like a friend being with you kind of eases them. No, it was just me. It was just me hopping out the car, flaring my arms and screaming, no, screaming. And then the light turned green. And people were like, and I was like, God bless Canadians because people were like, oh my, are you okay? Are you okay? Is everything okay? And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Tell them there was a bee? Yeah, I did. I was like, yeah, oh my God. And I'm holding my heart. I'm like, I'm allergic to bees and there was a bee. And everybody's like, okay. So I'm like, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Canadians fucking apologizing for everything. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Got back in my car and took the drive, turned the corner of shame because my light turned green. My turning light was green now. Took the corner of shame in my car. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why the fuck are you like this? But also, so one side of myself is like, yo, why the fuck are you like this? The other side of myself is like, because you don't have your EpiPen with you, maybe. Like, yeah, the natural reaction is to fight for your life. I don't know. So anyways, whatever. In the words of Kevin Hart, laugh at my pain or laugh at my embarrassment. It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. I think the worst part is every time I have this reaction, like, again, this is not my first rodeo. And every time, like, when I get home or while I'm in the car, I'm like, okay, this obviously is going to happen again. The next time this happens, I'm not going to freak out like that and jump out of my car. And then what happens? I fucking freak out and jump out of my car. And I don't know, man. And so I hope that I gave you a good laugh today. Something I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my reflex to run. I don't, you ever be in a crowd? You know when they tell you, yo, when you're in a crowd and you see people running, do not ask, just run. You just don't stand there and what's going on? What's happening? If you see people start running, you start running too. That's really me. Like, I'm a run. Like, oh, this is what we running? Okay. Don't know what the fuck we're running for. Don't know what the fuck is happening. All we know is that we're running. Bitch, I'm running too. So I'm low-key grateful for, even though my reactions can be embarrassing for me after, at least I tried to save my own life. And I think that is important. So that's what I'm grateful for. My ability to try to save my own motherfucking life.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now it's your turn. You know the drill. Pause the episode. Think of something that you're grateful for or someone that you're grateful for. Shoot them a message. Give them a call. Tell them you appreciate them or whatever the case may be. Let's get into the episode. So, should I stay friends with my ex? Should I stay friends with my ex-lover? Should I stay friends with the guy that I dated for 6 months and now he doesn't want to be with me? Whatever. Whenever people ask me this question, I'm always my... So, you know, for me, I'm a little bit under the weather. Yeah, so forgive me for my voice right now. My go-to response is usually always no for what, right? But of course, it requires context and stuff like that. But for the most part, if you're just off rip, like, oh, you know, I was with this guy for, I don't know, 8 months. He broke my heart, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Now he wants to be friends. Should I stay friends with him? I always initially am like, no, because I think that a lot of times women have this habit of leaving the door open. That's what it is, right? Leaving the door open and allowing space for somebody to come in and out, in and out, in and out. And have this thing of like not wanting to let go, knowing that the shit is not working, knowing that this isn't for you, knowing that whatever, just not wanting to let go. and working with so many women over the years in the space that I am in, and, you know, reading the comments and, you know what I mean? Dealing with all the women, all of the women, you start to see a pattern, you know, you start to see a real pattern. And even dealing with yourself, dealing with myself, you know, the past versions of myself, there's a pattern there of not understanding the power of letting go and clearing out your own space. You know, I've used this analogy before and I'll use it again. We'll say things like, we want, insert good thing here, right? We want a healthy, happy relationship. We want a good man. We want this. We want that. We want these things. And we hold on to things, or we leave the door open for things that aren't good for us. We don't close the door to them. We hold on to them, even if it's just by your pinky toe. You know what I mean? Holding on to them. Therefore, while we're simultaneously asking for these good things, but where would these good things land if there's no space for them to land? I always think of it like the analogy of a plane, you know, trying to get clearance to land, right? If they don't got the clearance, if they can't land somewhere, if something's in their way, if something's in their space, then they can't land. So they kind of just have to like hover and hover and hover until they have space to land, type of situation, right? And I think of that in the same way. I think of that in the same way as life, you know, when we need to clear things out so we can have a space, a clean space, a clear space for the things we want to come in. And also on the other end of that, it's kind of like, why do you want to stay attached? And this is something that I had to tell myself, you know, and learn for myself too, through many, many years of journaling and talking to having my real fucking ass conversation with myself in the mirror, pep talks and stuff. But why would you want to tether yourself or stay tethered to somebody who's, first of all, who your heart is still in, you still want to be with, you still have all these emotional romantic feelings for, and the other person doesn't. The other person does not want to be with you, does not want to carry on with you in that way. It's giving self-torture. You know what I mean? It's giving self-sabotage. It's giving, you know, and I get it. That shit is hard, and it's not always black and white. And that part I understand too. So, you know, sometimes in life, you can date somebody and then realize, you know, 5-6 months in, you want to know what are we doing, right? I think we're better off actually as friends, but that's a mutual thing. And both of you guys feel the same way in your feelings. You don't have romantic feelings for yourself, for each other like that. I think the staying friends with ex-lovers or ex-boyfriends or ex-whatever, I think we use the word friends too loosely. I think a lot of people use the word friends loosely. Therefore, they just fling it anywhere, right? And first, I think people need to identify what a friend actually is. What is a friend? No, genuinely, right? What is a friend? What is the job of a friend? What is your job as a friend? What is the job of a friend that comes into your life? What is the role of a friend, right? So you can, and by the way, even if this isn't relating to, if you're thinking about friends right now, as I'm talking about this, and there are actual friends, people in your life that you call friends, they could be female as well, right? And you're realizing, actually, why is this bitch in my life still, right? Or why am I in this girl's life still? Just think about it, on broaden your perspective, right? But, you know, once you identify what that is, you'll stop calling a lot of people friends. Or you'll stop using that word so loosely and lightly, you know, and you'll think of it in a different way. So once you identify what it is and what it means to you, what friendships mean to you, and how friends, you know, need to be in order to have that role in your life, right? That whole thing with staying friends with your ex, you might find yourself looking at that in a different way, or your ex-lover, the guy you dated. I don't think that it works when you guys have romantic feelings for each other, because that's not friendship. Do you have romantic feelings for your best friend, your best homegirl? Probably not. You love her, right? You love her, right? You can even think of her, that's your soulmate, right? You can think of her as your soulmate. You can think of her all these things. You love her, but you don't want to fuck her. I mean, maybe some of y'all need, hey, But, you know, you don't want to sleep with her. You don't want to build a family with her in that sense. You don't want to. You understand what I'm saying?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You don't have, well, you're not attracted to her in that way. You don't have romantic feelings about with her. And I think that really does separate the friendship, you know. So if you have romantic feelings for somebody and y'all broke up and you still have those feelings, I'm not saying y'all can't ever be friends, because some people do realize that they're better off just friends. But when both parties have romantic feelings removed, and when some of y'all are going through these things where, you know, the breakup is fresh, you're still hurt, you still got feelings, you can't let go, you still wish that things could be different, et cetera, et cetera, it's probably not the right space for you guys to attempt to be a friend. Like, attempt to be friends. You kind of need to give yourself, and this is just my personal opinion, do whatever you want with this, but I, in my personal humble opinion and experience and seeing other women's experience, I feel like y'all should give yourself some time to breathe, man. Back up. I say this all the time. Go your way. Let that person go their way. And if the wind blows, you know, 6 months, a year from now, the wind blows in a certain direction and you're over it, he's over it, and y'all can actually be friends, okay, cool. You know, but from there's romantic feelings involved, there's heartbreak, there's pain. There, especially with y'all's, like, especially those of you guys, you know, when it was a toxic relationship or a gaslighting relationship, or which is also toxic, you know what I mean, right? Or there were things that were done that hurt you deeply. You know, there was disrespect, consistent disrespect, blatant neglect for your feelings, blatant neglect for, and you know what I mean? Again, what is a friend? Right? What is a friend? Because if you couldn't even, and this is just me personally, this is how I'm thinking. If in the relationship we had, you couldn't be my friend in the relationship, you couldn't be my friend in our romantic relationship, you didn't care about my feelings, you didn't show up for me the way that I showed up for you, you couldn't water me back, you were blatantly disrespectful time and time again, you this, that, and the third, what the fuck would make you a good friend once we end our romantic relationship? That's not that you weren't a friend to me then. Do you understand what I'm saying? You weren't a friend to me then. So what the fuck? I seen this video on TikTok. I'm going to play it because I think it sums up things really great. So this video is by love.understood on TikTok. And it's like a skit. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for you guys.
I'm glad we're breaking up before things got too intense and challenging for us.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful. We can still be friends though, right?
Why would you want to be my friend? I got plenty of friends, and we weren't in this to make a new friend. We wanted a relationship. Or maybe I'm starting to realize it was just me who wanted a relationship. But if you say yes, I can remain in your life without feeling like I've lost anything.
Pause. If you say yes, I can remain in your life without feeling like I've lost anything. I think it's really that part jumped out to me, because I think it's really important too to realize, depending on the guy that you've broken up with, has broken up with you, the guy that you were dating, the guy you're in a relationship with, et cetera, a romantic relationship with, you know, depending on what was going on, if, you know, a lot of dudes do this, yo. I'm just saying what it is. A lot of dudes do this. They want to keep that door open so they can come and go as they please, so they don't feel like they lost you, because they still want to have access to you, but they don't want to be with you anymore. And you have to be able to sit down with yourself and really think about that. A lot of times, look, man, I'm just going to say this. when you are in a shitty, I'm speaking about shitty relationships right now, okay? So context, shitty relationships, toxic relationships, whatever. When you're in these relationships, a lot of the times we have one person who is like a constant giver, and you're giving and you're giving and you're giving. Who's benefiting from that? The person on the other end, man, you know? The person on the other end. Don't think for a second that the things that you're giving aren't being, aren't valued, because they are, right? Even though that person is not treating you like you're valuable, they still value what you're giving them, constantly giving them, because they're benefiting from it, right? So now push comes to shove and it's time to break up because this is a shitty situation, because you're not benefiting and you are giving and giving and not receiving anything back for whatever reason, right? You're not being watered back and this is now a shitty situation. Well, that person, for whatever reason, may not want to be with you anymore, or you don't want to be with them, or whatever the case may be, but they still want to have access to you so they can benefit still from the things that you give them, because they know you, right? They know you're a good person, you got a good heart, whatever the case may be, blah, 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 and you don't like to see people suffering. If you have $20, someone needs, you know, you'll give them half. You take the shit off your back to give to people, blah, 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 blah. They know that you're a good person for the most part, and they, that if they remain close to you, they could still benefit from that in some way, shape, or form. And I just think that's really important for all of us to think about. If you're a giver out there, you know, and you are used to people taking from you without replenishing, that's really something to think about the next time somebody asks you to just stay friends. Because friends, how? What is a friendship? Number one, like I said, and two, is it just so you can continue having access to me to benefit from the things that I give to you? Because how are you planning to nourish the friendship on this end?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How are you planning to give back to this friendship? I think that's really important. And I think that a lot of us... I need to open up that throat chakra a little bit more as I clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. Clear that throat chakra and speak those words, because people need to hear it. Because people need to hear that you're not anybody's boo-boo the fool, you know, and you want to make the intentions clear. What is the purpose of us being friends? How do you think that you can be a friend to me? Do you think you have been a friend to me? Right? What is this friendship that you want going to entail of? Do you know what I mean? How are you going to pour into this friendship? You know, and when we say these things out loud, a lot of people aren't used to being confronted in this way. A lot of people aren't used to being confronted with these type of questions, right? A lot of people aren't used to, you know what I mean? And so... You'll get to gauge, man. Most people are going to be like, what do you mean? I'm a good friend. I don't know. I know what that's at. I can help you sometimes when you need. Like, no. The fact of the matter is, you weren't a good friend to me in the relationship, in the romantic relationship. I'm not sure what type of work you've done for yourself that makes you think you could be a good friend to me now that we don't have a romantic relationship, number one. And number two, I need to heal from this situation before I can even think about, you know, I need to fix my own broken parts. I need to deal with my own codependency issues. I need to deal with my own anxious attachment style, so on and so forth. Does that make sense? I'll continue.
And when I'm feeling doubts or loneliness, I can use you as a backup option for attention. That's what I thought. I've got plenty of friends. Let's not pretend this is something it isn't and just say goodbye so that expectations are clear. Okay, but I'm still going to message you once in a while, see if I can creep into your mind and string you along. Please don't.
Okay.
Right? I'm still going to message you once in a while to see if I can creep into your mind. Please don't. Right? And it's fucked up. It's fucked up because this is why inner work is so important, man. You know, at inner work, along with just accepting that something has run its course, it's okay for things to run their course. Acceptance in a lot of areas is difficult. It's difficult to let go of people. It's difficult to let go of somebody. You know, we have to grieve them. We have to grieve the situation. But the reality is that we have to accept that this season or this chapter in our life is closed. This chapter together is done. It has run its course, right? And once we can accept it, then we can really start to heal. We can really start our grieving process. And through our grieving process, we can heal. We can reflect. We can think. We can learn. We can have space for ourselves without anybody or their influence. Because this is another thing too. Sometimes, you know, when it comes to relationships and so on and so forth, breakups, you don't get to hear your own voice and your own thoughts if you're allowing that person to stay in your life and message you every now and then, or, you know, you're still talking to them when your heart is breaking and da da da. You know, it's they're influencing your thought process, right? You could be thinking to yourself, you could be in the midst of, okay, yo, you know what? This finding your own closure, right? Like, hey, it's just the end of our season and we've come to the end of the, so now we've come to the end of the road. For those of y'all who are too young, that's fucking Blackstreet. I'm sick of y'all. Anyways, right? We've come to the end of the road and it is what it is, right? You're looking back on the things that, you know, lessons you need to take to move forward, to not end up in a situation like that. You're looking at his patterns, your behavior, so on and so forth. And then boom, he pops up in your text messages or he calls, you guys get to talking. He says something, and it could be one small thing that he says to you that is throws off your thought pattern and the things that you were just leaning into accepting. And now you're back at square one when now you're confused. The spirit of confusion is running rampant throughout you. And once again, you're back in square one. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I just think it's important that we give ourselves the gift of space so we can hear ourselves. That's why a lot of people are so disconnected from their own intuition, because they don't give themselves enough time to just be with themselves and hear themselves clearly. Feel into themselves. What's good for them? What's not good for them? What's making sense? What's not making sense? You know what I mean? Because we allow so much outside influence to come in and stir our pot when it needs to be. It's our pot, goddammit. Like, I will stir when I need to stir. This is my, you know what I mean? This is my shit. I'm cooking. Move. Bitch. Bitch. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that's really important. And, you know, when it comes to stuff like this, like I was reading the comments. Hold on. I was reading the comments and somebody was like, you know, I'm friends with a couple exes. I prefer to get into a relationship with friends instead of strangers. After breakup, initial time and space, it may be needed. And that's fair. Like, you know, that's fair. Again, context is really important, right? Someone says, where was that comment that I was like, Lord Jesus? Hold on. Someone said, no, can agree. If you were together for years or were friends before and it ended amicably, why wouldn't you be able to be friends? And the creator of the video responded, I think you're pointing to some very key ifs here. It's certainly possible, but needs clear understandings. And I think that sometimes comment sections piss me off. I'm not going to lie. You know, of course, everything is not black and white and everything is not tailored to everybody's specific situation. You just have to use your discernment. You know, you just have to think about how would this possibly work for me moving forward? Right? Like, okay, we were friends before, we got into a relationship, we broke up, even if you broke up amicably, once again, if you still have romantic feelings for each other, how is this going to help you in your life moving forward, them being in your face all the time, you staying friends? What does a friendship entail? Right? And that's the thing, you know, that's the risk we take when we get into relationships, when we build friendships with people and then we get into relationships with them, you know, whatever the case may be, and it doesn't work out. Everybody's not meant to stay in your life forever. It's okay. And I'm a firm believer, because I've seen it happen time and time again, and I've experienced it myself. I'm a firm believer that we really do be blocking ourselves, you know, by just not letting things go when they're done. You know, just not letting things go when they're done. It doesn't mean that whatever you experience with that person and whatever you shared with them, it doesn't mean that it's not always going to be a part of you, you know, in some way, shape, or form. But this is over and it's time to move on. And that's okay. You know, I think a lot of times we hold ourselves back in life and then we point the finger at everything else and everyone else, and we blame everybody else and everything else for the circumstances of why we feel or why we're further behind than we want to be according to our own measures, our own measuring stick of where we want to be in life, right? But the reality is, if we sit down with ourselves and we're like, yeah, okay, but how am I moving? Am I fucking hoarding every relationship I've ever been in and trying to be friends with everybody? And now every time I look at them, you know, it's hard for me to move on because I'm still carrying hope. That's another thing too. People will stay connected to people because you hope. You hope that in a month from now, they're going to see things for how they really are. They're going to change their mind. They're going to come back. You guys are going to live happily ever after, right? You hope that in 3 months from now, they're going to experience something, and you hope that it's going to be a movie-esque type of situation. They're going to be walking on the street one day. They're going to buy a cup of coffee. They're going to see a girl in the coffee shop that reminds them of you. And she's going to be happy in a relationship. And the music is going to play in the background. You know, must have been love, but it's over now. And then a tear is going to slide down his cheek. And then the barista is going to give him his Starbucks coffee. And then he's going to run out the door and be like, I have to be with her. And he's going to run to your house and ring the doorbell. You're going to open it. And he's going to swoop you up in his arms and be like, I honestly, I'm so sorry. I can't live without you. You're going to have a long movie kiss. And then you're going to get married and have a bunch of babies and live happily ever after. I mean, right? That hope. And I think a lot of times hope in this context, I think hope is a great thing, but hope in this context directed at a space or a situation that we actually have to accept isn't a thing, that hope can be very damaging to us. Everything in context is what I'm saying. Hope is a great thing, but it could be a really bad thing when you apply it or when you push it in the wrong space. So that's what I think about that. Shout out to this creator that I found on TikTok. It's love.understand, right? Love.understood. I can't tell you what the other videos are because I haven't watched them all. I just saw this one and I was interested. But yeah, I hope that this gave you something to think about, you know, and it helped you. Some of y'all who are going through this right now, hope it helped you gain a little bit of clarity if you needed it. Maybe you got a friend who's going through it. Sharing is caring. Pass it on. But if nothing else, you guys know, like I always say, food for thought, finish your plate. This Sunday, is it the Sunday? Yeah, this Sunday in the Sis Get Your Ish Together membership, we're doing our Q&A Zoom brunch, our monthly Q&A Zoom brunch, where you come in, we have coffee, tea, mimosas, and or whatever we want to eat, and we just have like a good powwow, like a good girl chat. The ladies ask me questions, the community gets involved. I actually love our Q&A Sundays. So we do them once a month in the Sis Get Your Ish Together membership. So come on down. Come on down. The No More Toxic Relationships group coaching class is sold out. New seats will be opening for October. So I'm actually going to, when they're open, I'll post them. But this round is sold out. Shout out to everybody who is going to be in class. Can't wait to see y'all in September. And then for those of y'all who missed it and you still want to join, I'll be opening up more seats in the next, I think, 2 weeks. And those seats will be for October. All right, that's what I have. Oh, www.authorccb.com. Duh. And the link is in the show notes. I appreciate you all. I'm rooting for y'all as always. And that's what I got today. I hope that you guys have a good rest of your mornings, evenings, afternoons, or the fuck y'all are in the world. Please be safe. Use condoms unless you're trying to get pregnant. Trust your intuition and use your discernment. I will catch y'all on the next episode. All right? Much love, y'all. Go be great.